Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
First off, before we get into some of these stories here, I just want to give a big shout out to Anthony Lima for taking some of the heat off of that Nick Chubb story. That if I had proposed that, I would have felt some of the heat for city of Cleveland here in the next couple of days.
You totally screwed it up, Lima. He was the perfect patsy, and you screwed the whole thing up. You could have let him take all the heat.
I didn't know that Mitch was analyzing the Houston-Texas situation.
Yeah, that's why we got calls on their fourth-string running back.
I am all over everything Houston Texans training camp except for the running backs. But
how
you also know,
hell am I supposed to remember Woody Marks is on that football team?
Why the hell do I care?
I mean, seriously. I mean, damn.
Do you know you should care about when it comes to a Texas-based training camp?
Yes.
Micah Parsons, who officially requested a trade on Friday after we got off the air, and then Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones addressed the media like he normally does, and was asked point blank, would you ever consider trading Micah Parsons?
Surely you guys have been around this tough enough to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing, and that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. The facts are, that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just part of negotiation.
Now, we went through our own defensive end requesting a trade last offseason. Do you think this is more just like the Myles Garrett scenario, or is this actually for real?
I saw Micah Parsons' statement, which was like 3 pages long. I said, you could have just written Jerry, and we would have been like, oh, yeah, we get it. We get it, yeah. It's very odd that he allows... He and Mike Brown, you know, they're not so different, those two. They're not as different as you think. I mean, one is older and cheaper, but they still do the same thing where they just let everybody else drive the price up on them before they sign their guys. It's like you get ahead of this with Micah Parsons and you get ahead of this with a fantastic player. Now,
You wait, it always gets more expensive.
Now, if you're Micah Parsons, I think you're a little bit upset because our buddy Sean Sharif down there in Dallas, like he brought up a couple of years ago, and you remember this, when they were talking and kicking around maybe trading him. I think Jane Slater had actually brought this up too, is that when they were kind of mumbling about whether or not they would hold on to him or not. There was how he was upsetting his teammates. There was infighting there. Some of them didn't like that he has his own podcast, and he's out there kind of speaking his truth about what he feels of the NFL, including his own football team. Like, it's a different type of athlete there. And so I think that this has started to rise to this point where, all right, what's it worth? Is he as a player worth it? Does he outperform any sort of quote-unquote distraction that he might be? I think we go around the room and we probably say, yeah, right? I mean, he is definitely like a top three defensive player of the year candidate over the last three years.
Oh, and he has his podcast. He talks openly about all the other players in the NFL. So, you know, sometimes that comes back to haunt him as well, but he can be really engaging, really entertaining. Did you get any text, Kenny, about trading for him or trading Myles Garrett for him straight up?
No.
I got that one, and it was a who says no. And sometimes things are so ridiculous that, you know, you run over to, and then he starts making a case. He's like, well, Myles doesn't want to be here. Myles is from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has always wanted to play for the Cowboys. You know, that was rumored when he was coming out in the draft. And Mike is younger than Myles. So who says no, Kenny?
The Cleveland Browns do. I think the new contract or the extension is very prohibitive of anything being able to move Myles Garrett for anything, for anybody. I mean, it's basically impossible to trade him now. So Myles Garrett ain't going anywhere. And I know that Micah Parsons is younger. Okay, that's one plus, but I mean, good God, let's think about it this way. If Micah Parsons is willing to say that on a podcast about his own football team, what if he played for the Cleveland Browns? Well, he is. If all I can see, this is the ultimate test, everybody. If all I really care about is content, then yeah, bring in Micah Parsons.
It'd be interesting.
Because then I'm a big fake, and then all I care about is content. If I just want things to be kumbaya with the Browns and actually win some football games, because I think you can lose just as many games with Micah Parsons, that doesn't matter to me. But if I just wanted everything to be kumbaya, it's like, nah, we'll keep our future Hall of Famer we already have. Thank you very much.
Over the diamond over the weekend, the Guardians taking 2 out of 3 from Minnesota. They lose on Sunday, but the big focus is on Friday, not just because they had to walk off win in extra innings, but post-trade deadline, Stephen Kwan got a big reception from the crowd remaining in Cleveland, and he had a statement after the game via Guardians TV addressing the crowd.
super special. I mean, just the intros today and the cheering out in left field, down the line. I mean, it was super special. I hear all of it, and I'm super grateful. I don't know if I deserve all of it, but super grateful for all the love in this city, and I'm hoping we can stay here for a long time.
That's the key last line here. It's the honeymoon period is great, but will Kwan stay here within the next 2 years?
Well, if you're 2 of 14 at the plate over the weekend, maybe you don't deserve it. I'm kidding. He deserves it. You relax. Oh, shut up. I was kidding around. I was paying attention to that, and he did. He got a nice reception. It was very, very nice. You know, we'll find out. Again, it's nice to have him for the rest of the year, and it's nice to not just call it a season already. They didn't raise the white flag on the year. I know some people believe they did, but that, I don't believe that they did. But they still got to pound out some sort of an agreement for the future, or he might have to go during the wintertime. But he's still under team control for another couple of years. So it might be a different story by this time next year.
How about the big crowds all weekend?
It was like standing room only yesterday.
Saturday was a sellout. I don't know if yesterday was or not.
No, but you had 30,000 yesterday. Yeah. You had 32,000 on Friday, it looked like.
There were still seats available on Sunday. It looked packed yesterday.
Sometimes I wonder, when we got all, during the 10-game losing streak, all these people came out of the woodwork to say, they never try to win. We're done supporting this team. But man, the people who do support this team, they're all in.
Yeah.
They are so all in on this team.
I think you can go to a baseball game and still be critical of the team.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of people who might have bought tickets.
75 and Sonny's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Yeah, but these are the people saying they were not giving the Dolans any more of their money. So are they just lying?
I don't think they're lying.
I still believe that the people that say they're not giving the Dolans any more money weren't giving the Dolans any more money before anyway.
Anybody who's been in it's a loving relationship. Anybody who's been in a fight with a significant other has said something they don't mean. Eventually you get to a point where maybe you do say these things that you mean and something needs to be done. But for a lot of folks, I didn't think Stephen Kwan was going to be the backbreaker. Like Jose Ramirez, that's a backbreaker. That's, you get out your divorce attorneys. We are not staying together. But Stephen Kwan, not going to be the backbreaker.
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding.